You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Alright, so this is going to be another of my solo shows. I'm going to be doing this recording on the next 1980s essential movie that's on the list. And it's actually something that I've been wanting to record for a few hours yet today. But I just didn't have the opportunity to kind of sequester myself away from the rest of the house. So as of right now, it's late on a, was it Wednesday night? Yeah, Wednesday night. And I'm I don't know, pretty close to going to bed. I had a really crappy sleep pattern last night, so I'm really kind of tired. But I wanted to, I don't know, do a short little podcast before going to bed. Just because I had in my mind that I wanted to get this one done. Not that, you know, this movie is that significant to me. It's just that I had in my brain that I wanted to get this one knocked out and have it ready in the wings for posting when I need it. So without further ado, we are going to go ahead and insert the bumper.
This is 80 something podcast.
I don't think there's anybody back there.
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Go Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
It to each other. And party on, dudes!
Hello, this is Banzai Retro Club. I am Dave, and well, you're not. I am continuing our ongoing saga of the 1980s essential movies list as put out by RottenTomatoes.com, and this is a countdown that started at 140, working its way up to 1. I am currently at 118, and this was the 1987 release of Dirty Dancing. Jennifer Grey, I almost said that wrong, Jennifer Grey, before her operation to change her nose, and Patrick Swayze, who had passed away on us. So that is quite the talented actor that we lost. So 118 on the list.
In the music. The music sets you dancing. The dancing sets her free.
Best Wrong Pictures presents Dirty Dancing. She thought it would be just another summer vacation.
Who's that?
Oh, them. They're the dance people.
But it turns out to be the time of her life.
Watch me now!
I can't even do the merengue.
He teaches her what she can do.
I don't want you to have anything to do with those people again.
Baby, I don't see you running up to Daddy telling him I'm your guy.
Well, with my father, it's complicated. I will tell him.
I don't believe you, baby.
She shows him all he can be.
You gotta stop it now.
I know what I'm doing, Penny.
I'm scared of everything. Most of all, I'm scared of walking out of this room and never feeling the rest of my whole life the way I feel when I'm with you.
What they learn from each other feels too good to be wrong. Dirty Dancing, starring Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey, and Cynthia Rhodes. Get ready for the time of your life.
I don't know, I've got a story to share that is related to the soundtrack more than the actual movie. Just to say that the movie, I remember it being impactful, and the fact that I remember that there's, you know, lines that have transcended time for us. You know, nobody puts baby in a corner. And just, I don't know, iconic scenes of, you know, when he's trying to have teach baby to dance, and when they're trying to get the lift. And then, you know, the full turn of her dad, finally understanding, Johnny. So I remember those kind of details of it, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, the movie was what it was. I mean, it was kind of a romantic drama. So 87, I would have been 16. Yeah, it was a big deal at the time, just based on, because when it was released, everybody was, you know, making a big to-do. Of course, I saw it. I don't remember if I saw it in a theater or if it was something that I saw later on HBO. I don't think this was something that a teenage boy would have been like, we need to go see Dirty Dancing. But regardless, for what it was, a good movie. I enjoyed it. I know that earlier in previous podcast conversations, Rose, our co-host, she had mentioned that she kind of got Patrick Swayze'd out due to a friend of hers, where she just got bombarded with having to watch multiple Patrick Swayze movies over and over again, and so she kind of got burned out by watching him. For me, a better Patrick Swayze movie is Roadhouse. So you can see how that would be to have a better appeal to a teenage boy than Dirty Dancing. But to get completely on a tangent, just kind of set the framework a little bit. I had LPs, for the uninitiated, that's those records, you know, vinyl. And at one time in my bedroom back in the late 80s, I had one of those stereo systems that was all in one unit that had the dual cassette, the equalizers built in, and the turntable at the top. I want to say it was like a GTX, some sort of like Sears branded stereo that was all in one component kind of a deal. And so I had this, and so I had, you know, a set of records, And I remember having the Dirty Dancing soundtrack record. Now, the reason why I think I'm pretty sure I got this is because I had, over the years, had an appreciation for the music of the 60s rock and roll. And that was courtesy of my mom. So I had this album in my collection. But that's just to set the story up. So let's go back a little bit further. There was, in my school, a girl that had, I'd say, pursued me. Her name, Rebecca. And she had very eagerly had been kind of pursuing me around school, and where I had normally not seen her, then all of a sudden she was there, and she would be around in places that I normally didn't see her before. And so she just became kind of like an ongoing fixture for a little bit. And this one afternoon, she had been, as I said, aggressively pursuing me. She had decided that after school, she was going to walk home with me. Now, I'm clueless. I am, I'll go on the record just being completely, utterly saying that I miss, obvious signs, and I'm clueless. But apparently she was very interested in me in that wink, wink, nudge, nudge kind of way. So I'll try to keep like my age and her age kind of out of the mixture of this. Not to say that there was anything that was inappropriate, but it was just one of those things that, she had went back to our house. My mom was working the night shift, so she wasn't home in the evening. And Rebecca got very passionate. And so the reason why this is a story that is significant to this movie is we were actually listening to the LP of Dirty Dancing. And she had even claimed after, after us being together, that I Had the Time of Our Life had been our song. So what had happened was I had rejected her. In fact, I was quite the ass. And after her pleading to be just friends, I didn't want to pursue that. And because she was kind of clingy and needy. And I always feel bad about the way that I treated her. That wasn't right of me. And now that song has become associated in my brain with her. And what's really sad from my perspective is that many, many, many years later, I was curious about what she'd been up to. And as you do on Facebook, you look people up and you try to get, find out where they're at. Maybe you make a connection again and you send like a friend request and you send a message and you just check in with that person and maybe you get that connection back, but it's really just kind of an online connection and you don't really, it's not like it was before, which is kind of what I expected to have happen. But I couldn't find any I couldn't find her anywhere online, and I'd done, you know, various searches because I was very curious. You know, I was trying to figure out where she ended up, what she ended up doing, what she was up to nowadays, and what I had found out through one of the high school groups that I belong to for graduates is that shortly after she had graduated high school, she had this condition. She had some sort of brain aneurysm, kind of a thing. And she had died. So she never got very past her high school career. And so she's no longer around. And that has kind of hung out there ever since I figured that out. I've had that information for, I don't know, a few years now. Because I was, you know, curious. Because, I mean, I, you know, was going through my past or my earlier life and connecting with people on Facebook, and I thought it would be interesting to look her up, and that's what I found out. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to edit in the Time of Your Life song and dedicate that to her. Dedicate that to Rebecca, to the memory of Rebecca. So if there's, you know, anybody that had like a person in their life that was like Rebecca to me, then let's have this song dedicated to them.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Rosa.
So long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly. So we take each other's hand, cause we seem to understand. Just remember,
you're the one thing
I can't get enough of.
So I'll tell you something.
It's gonna be love because I had the time of my life. I never felt
time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I hope it.
So yeah, I didn't spend a lot of time talking about Dirty Dancing per se, but how the soundtrack and that song had a significant impact into, you know, a memory in my life. So that means a lot. That means a lot that, I have that. And I think it's powerful that you know, these soundtrack songs, while they, you know, in some cases they can bring you back to a certain memory of a, you know, of the scene in the movie, in other cases, the songs or the actual, you know, soundtrack itself can have a whole different other meaning. You know, have a different kind of flag of a memory in your life. So to me, the Dirty Dancing soundtrack is more than just what was portrayed in the movie. It was something a bit more significant. So, as I said, I'm Dave. This is Banzai Retro Club, Banzai Retro Club. So go to our website, that's BonsaiRetroClub.com. Follow us on social media, subscribe to the podcast, give us ratings, do all that kind of good jazz, and I will catch you later. Be excellent to each other and have a good whatever. Bye.
This is Ben, a Banzai Retro Club production.
Banzai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Banzai!
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 On the next episode, we, you know what? I don't even know how to tease this. It's basically The Last Starfighter. A very great sci-fi movie coming up.